adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Mount Semeru, located on the border of Lumajang and Malang Regencies, East Java, Indonesia, erupted at 6:31 a.m. Western Indonesia time on Friday. Quoted by RRI.co.id, the eruption column was observed to be about 700 meters above the summit. Mount Semeru remains at alert status or level 2. The Center for Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation has urged the public to avoid any activity in the southeastern sector, especially within 8 kilometers of the summit or eruption center. The World Summit on the Information Society is expected to be more adaptive to the dynamics of technology and the needs of humanity. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid. She explained the goal is to ensure the realization of the World Summit on the Information Society's vision of equitable digital technology for all people worldwide. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. From the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta, welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Let's get ready to fly with me, your pilot of the day. This is Rahma on the mic on the fabulous Friday, July 11, 2025. Going to be here to present various information, updates, programs, music, everything's about Indonesia. And we have two special talks of the day. So keep tuning in on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And now let's have a good time.
You don't even have to try. It comes easy for you. Oh, the way you move.
some good times, bad times. Give me some of that.
Give me some of that.
Give me some of that.
I guess you just have to wait and see.
Be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing out. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, gonna stop thinking about how you're missing out. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, talking myself, no wanting to go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing out. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing out. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. chilling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Rahmania Astrini. Rahmania Astrini, usually called Astri, was born on July 4, 2001 in Northampton, Massachusetts, United States. Though was born there, she is actually an Indonesian citizen. The singer and songwriter now lives in Jakarta. Her name began to be known after releasing her first single, Menua Bersama, or Growing Old Together, in 2017. After that, Astri continued to produce works that were quite well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, in November 2023, she made history in her music journey by becoming the opening act for Coldplay's concert at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. On September 9, 2024, she released a new single with English lyrics entitled Love Me Like You. This love theme song was written by Rahmania Astrini with Tricia Clarissa and Fatan Maulana as producers. Love Me Like You carries a typical 2000s R&B style with a music video featuring dance choreography by Hamada Abdul. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Rahmania Astrini, Love Me Like You. Enjoy!
I wanna tell you what I'm thinking about now. Doesn't matter what they say about us. You got me all in my feels. You got me head over heels for you, for you. There is nothing I wouldn't do. Don't worry, boy, cause being you together sounds real good.
Nobody can love me like it. Nobody.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, back on Indonesia today, where now we would like to inform you about Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who invited BRICS nations to intensify collaboration in addressing the climate crisis, especially by accelerating the transition to clean energy to mitigate its effects. The president made this statement during the BRICS summit session on environment COP30 and global health, which was attended by leaders and delegates of countries in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. According to Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arman Nathan Nasir, the president said that Indonesia is profoundly affected by the impacts of climate change, and Indonesia remains committed to fighting climate change. Several other countries at the session also expressed similar commitment to addressing issues regarding climate change. Beyond climate and environmental issues, President Prabowo also focused on global health concerns. He showed its support for the World Health Organization in addressing global health challenges. The 2025 BRICS Summit itself themed Strengthening Global South Cooperation for More Inclusive and Sustainable Governance marks the fourth time the event has been held in Brazil.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sungguh cinta.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kimaatas Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kimaatas Waterfall is located in Kimaatas Village, Mapanget District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sam Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and a height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still tuning in on Indonesia Today. Listener, Indonesian Health Ministry has partnered with Sasakawa Health Foundation to strengthen efforts to end leprosy in Indonesia by 2030 through 5 measures. According to the Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, leprosy is not just about the number of cases. Leprosy is a disease that has brought stigma and discrimination to sufferers. Therefore, people need, and also, of course, Indonesia needs great efforts to achieve zero leprosy, zero disability, and zero stigma. The five measures include expanding disease elimination efforts to 111 districts and cities, up from 42 initially, and initiating mass screening in five priority regions starting this month. The measures also include screening for people with Dapsone hypersensitivity syndrome, particularly in Papua, Maluku, and Sulawesi. Dapsone is a drug often used to treat leprosy. It's an adverse reaction to the drug. It's called Dapsone hypersensitivity syndrome. The need to ensure the availability of multi-drug therapy for leprosy treatment is emphasized here. A meeting with the World Health Organization Goodwill Ambassador for Leprosy Elimination, Yohei Sasakawa, at World Health Assembly 2023 had inspired Indonesia's commitment to eliminate the disease. So, the government, international organizations, scholars, religious leaders, and all communities, let's unite and contribute to anti-leprosy effort.
Hari ini bersanding dilemaku. Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin aku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah namanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah rasanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Terasa bahagia saat jumpa dengan dirinya. Ku jumpa jam berikutnya, suasana berbeda. Oh, getaran itu masih ada. Aku dekati dirinya, ku tatap wajahnya. Oh, dia tetap mempesona. Indah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa.
Dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji.
Abdi ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just paring dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cows. Long time ago, 500 rupiahs was enough for milk cows for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiahs per person. Now it's 500 rupiahs per day.
When dressing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Javanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. it marks that they are abdi dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understand custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalam atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name, Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalenggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can spread Javanese culture, which is valuable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan.
Abdi Dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam won. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda Jajar itu.
I became Jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Kraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari Jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
I told you,
itu
Jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming Bekal Nom or Bekal Muda. After 5 years it becomes Bekal Tua or Bekal Sepuh, Lura or Sub-District Head, Wedono, Rio, Region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's vice district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes Jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is Punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough, not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said Abdi dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich, or sugih jiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or shadow puppet, and ketoprak or Japanese history-based play, but also philosophy culture. That causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di keraton itu,
when keraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam. Not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into keraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on a land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Tritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, public relation officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur gitu, bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
Thank you. Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs, as the title means mother and father. The song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asked for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Pinggang mangilik nanang galuh caramin matanya, Uma Batulah mencari akan rezekinya. Guntur kilat bersambung, hujan lebat arus deras wan galumbangnya, awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai. Tentu pakulinya Abang Batulah mencari akan rezekinya. Dosa